believe it when I see it. But hopefully there's no traffic. It's that holiday weekend thing where it could be super fucked.
And we're starting with the banner of the great state of Montana. This is Melissa.
Fucking A! Montana, motherfucker.
That's your guy. That's your big sky. Any Canadians in the house tonight? It's Joe Beatty. We're flying the Maple Leaf of Canada next in our line. For the Livingston Round.
Yo. Any Canadians in the house tonight? Let me hear them. Put your hands in the sky. Blaze one for the nation.
Biggest and best rodeo. I want to talk to you about Coors Bear and Coors Light. That's the official beer of Pro Rodeo. This is Lisa Slover with the banner. Eileen Taylor rides for the banner of Montana's Ribbon Chop House. Y'all live here. You know how great the food is. You don't live here. You ought to go pay them a visit. That is a wonderful place to go have dinner, lunch, anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to salute the ladies of professional rodeo for the Women's Professional Rodeo Association. This is the oldest women's sporting organization in the country. Elaine Long, Jason Ride for the WPRA. Those are the ladies of barrel racing tonight, and we salute them. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say hello tonight in the presentation of the colors. There's the WPRA flag. And right behind, I want you to meet Miss Teen Rodeo Montana. This is Miranda Minow.
I thought I was Miss Teen Rodeo Montana. This is bullshit.
Representing the great state of Montana, rodeos across the country. And in the banner in the presentation of the Kessler family and the Kessler Championship Rodeo Company. Helena, Montana, and Canada. That is, have five generations worth of great bucking horse and bull racers.
I'm sorry, what?
Kayla Dusenberry, this is Rough Stock Whiskey. Our signature title sponsor of the Livingston Roundup Rodeo. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to do a little shopping, Wrangler jeans, Justin boots, resist all hats. I don't care what you're looking for.
I don't give a fuck.
This is the boot barn that's got them. All
we're having a boot party.
All over the Western United States.
Wait, I didn't. Joe, no, I didn't mean that. Not like that.
I want
Shit.
You to meet one of our Queens contestants tonight. This is Shay O'Neill. She is one of our candidates to become the next Queen of Livingston Roundup for Montana Silversmiths, the brand of champions. Pro Rodeo's world champion buckle makers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Queen of the Livingston Roundup Rodeo, Katie Krause from Wrangler Western Wear. The official jeans, the official shirts that the Cowboys wear
at
the Livingston Roundup.
Oh.
Ann Jones is back.
Well, that's what the Cowboys wear.
The Bozeman Satellites. We call her Reba. You'll find out why in a minute.
Why? I can't wait.
An awful lot of magic happen every year, and I hope you give her a nice hand. The Ram Rodeo. This is the next banner that we fly. Kelly Smith, on behalf of Yellowstone Country, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, the official Ram truck dealer of our Livingston Roundup Rodeo. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet our second Queens contestant, Breanne Grimshaw, for the banner of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. The PRCA sanctions more than 600 rodeos from coast to coast and border to border, including the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're paying out $10 million. Say hello to Lisa Slover one more time. This is the Spur Line. These are nice people. Sponsors of our team brokers. And this coming 4th of July, they got a big old kids rodeo in their parking lot right here.
A big old kids rodeo in the parking lot.
County Heating and Cooling next in our parade. That's a longtime sponsor of the bull riding at the Livingston Roundup. Brenda Greenfield, we thank you for the flag. And for the Chico Hot Springs. You hear from out of town, you ought to go pay the folks at the Chico Hot Springs a visit. That's one of the coolest, most relaxing places you'll ever go. Lazy Gussie, thank you. Murdox and Diane Howell, last in our line. Ladies and gentlemen, in our arena tonight, we're talking not just about sponsors, we're talking about business partners who believe in what Livingston's Rodeo has meant to Livingston's community for 90 years. All the money, all the people, all the fame, and all the economic development that this rodeo's given back to the town. How about y'all give those ladies of the Bozeman Satellites a big round of that applause tonight, huh? There's some cowgirls in the house tonight. I'd like you to meet the royalty of professional rodeo in the presentation of our Queens contestants for the coming year. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Breanne Grimshaw. 17 years old, the daughter of Brian and Dorinda Grimshaw. 2015 high school graduate, academic all-star, member of the National Honor Society. Kind of kid we all want to meet, know, and call our friend and our neighbor. This is the first of our Queens contestants tonight. Cassidy Shay O'Neill, next in our line. 19 years old, the daughter of Marion and Sean O'Neill. Calling Livingston home, Shay's a graduate of Park County High School. After high school, she became a certified dental assistant, currently works down the street at Livingston
Dental. Certified dental assistant.
In the future, she's headed to school for agribusiness, getting her National American Quarter Horse Judging Certificate.
Oh,
this
I fucked up.
This lady's a cowgirl, our second Queens contestant, Cassidy Shay O'Neill. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet Miss Livingston
Rabbit. This is a bus only lane. I thought this was going to be the right turn.
Krause. 20 years old, the daughter of Ted and Carrie, a graduate of Park High School, class of 2013. She's a junior at Montana.
She's a junior!
University! What? Studying equine science and business. Plans on going to vet school. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Teen Rodeo Montana. This is Miranda Minow. The daughter, Tom and Amy. Born and raised on their family ranch in Broadus, this cowgirl's a sixth-generation rancher. She's been blessed with many opportunities and has met some amazing people. Proud to represent the great state of Montana. How about a little Big Sky hospitality for your Miss Teen Rodeo Montana?
Why is this being broadcast anywhere?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a unique opportunity.
To really get to know Ms. Teen Rodeo Montana.
We kick off a weekend of celebration. Celebration of the opportunity to live in the freest and greatest nation God ever gave man. Would y'all please stand for just a moment? Ladies and gentlemen, this is America's flag. This is Old Glory. Presented tonight by the queen of the Livingston Roundup Rodeo, Ms. Katie Krause.
I'm going to set it on fire now.
She stands for freedom.
What do you think about that, Montana?
She stands for prosperity. She stands for the dedication of our founders who pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to the creation of a nation where we can all live as one people, created equal, under the glory of our Heavenly Father, the Lord up above.
It's a really intense fucking rodeo.
The good times and the bad times. She stood through war and peace. She stood through feast and famine. And every time she's been tested and tried, she's come out shining a little brighter. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we kick off the weekend when we celebrate our independence. And as Miss Katie takes America's flag to the center of our arena tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I have a simple question.
Are you ready to rock and fucking roll?
What she stands for? Do you believe in what she says? Do you believe in our flag and are you proud to be an American? Deepa, her real name is Ann Jones.
Are you going to tell her why she's called Reba now?
Good Lord blessed her with a talent as a horsewoman. The talent as an organizer and a leader. One heck of a pretty voice. Miss Annie? I'd like to ask you a favor. Would you lead us all tonight in the presentation of America's number one song? Ladies and gentlemen, this is our
number one song, Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets reckling, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, land of the free and the home of the brave.
Miss Ann, you are absolutely awesome, cowgirl. Y'all get that red-headed beauty.
Proud. So they just sound like fucking lunatics. And plus, America!
The rodeo is about to begin, and the boats exit the arena with our flag news tonight. Ladies and gentlemen,
the American flag, the flag, which we should worship equally. Yes, our sponsor bear. Yeah. This is fucking blowing.
Shop House, the Skibook and Ram Rodeo. Our next to the Chico Hot Springs and the Spur Line. Time to ride some bucking horses. Here we go, Montana. Chase Harrison from Helena. First man to try it. I'm talking Riverbend Embroidery Bucking Sheep. Kessler family and some great bucking horses. This is Triple Pack.
The Kessler family.
This is the man
great.
The average of the Montana Rodeo last 3 years. Idaho Mark, Montana proud. Chase Harrison. They are. There he's a Ram Rodeo pickup, man. That's Dwayne Kessler on one side. That's Jay Shaw on the other. Come on, get Helena's man a little hand in Livingston. Now, folks, I want you to look to the Copper Spring Ranch scoreboard tonight as we talk about the bareback riding courtesy of Montana's Ribbon Shop House. 76 points. Chase Erickson will get it started. 76. You ain't seen nothing yet. I want you to meet a big, tall, slender kid from my home state, Oregon. Mountain Sky, Guest Ranch, Bucking Sheep. This is Brian Bain. Former champion of the Ram National Circuit Finals.
This shit is crazy. I wish I was in the stands seeing this.
The Ram Regular National Finals Rodeo. Ladies and gentlemen, the man you're about to watch grew up in a rodeo stock contracting family. Watch this horse jump and kick. This is Seat Sale, the National Finalist. That'll work. All right, Brian Bain, find you a spot to get off.
What?
Folks, if you're not familiar with the bareback riding, here are the rules of the game. You got to have your feet in the neck on the first jump out of the bucking chute. That's called the mark out. Toes turned out. Get the rhythm and the spur stroke going. 1 to 25 for the horse, 1 to 25 for the ride. 77 points for Brian Bain. 77. Now to Anthony Thomas. From the land down under. He is from West Australia. Australia. First Interstate Bank. This man hears this song 150 times a year when he's getting on a bucket horse. Go, Anthony. I'm doing the Redwood National Finals in December. He's 23rd in the world. Watch this cross line horse. Come on, kid, kid, kid. Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy! Come on, Montana, give it to him!
I'm losing it. I'm just gonna fucking swallow my tongue if I listen to any more of this.
84 points!
Okay, so I guess they're actually competing. I thought he was still introducing people.
Everybody sing.
Yeah, everybody sing.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Oh, I heard it that time. All right, let's do it again. Airbag rider number 4, this is Taylor Broussard from Louisiana. Ladies and gentlemen, Castle Mountain, the Bucket Horse, this is about a fifth generation kicker from the Kessler family. I'm talking about the Sky Federal Credit Union bucking shoe. Now, 84 is winning first. Watch out, it's gonna blow. Look out, Cajun. Yep.
Am I supposed to drink every time the music changes? Like a power hour thing? Like, fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your opportunity to tell him you're glad he came to join us. Invite him back next year. Would you do that?
I can't. Jump on a dresser, get it poppin', nigga. What's up? Me and my dogs in this bitch like, oh. Jumpin' off the wall like, oh. Money on the floor like, oh. Fuck with me, you gon' get your ass, oh. Like a sad dog.
Feature presentation.
DJ Sus One, man. You already know how we do it, boy. Turn up, let's get it.
Shrap, baby, you know what it is? The feature presentation mix show. I'm in the building. DJ Sus One. At DJ Sus One Instagram, shout your name, your city, your state under the last pic I posted on my Instagram. Like I said, at DJ Sus One, at the feature presentation. I got a co-host with me tonight. Very pretty girl. I wish you could see her, fellas. Hey. She tried to.
Get to cover this song for the new Ghostbusters movie.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Nicki Minaj. Jesse J or something.
Watch this man. He's been a finalist in Montana. He's been a finalist in the Columbia River Circuit. He's been a finalist in the Indian National Finals. Boy, life's a spur of bucket holes. All right, that'll work. right, the Ram Rodeo pickup men are going to set him down. Jay Sean's got him. Montana, he's one of yours. Take a look at the Copper Spring Ranch board. It's 74 points on the ride. 74 points on the ride.
74 points.
That Arrowhead Electric. Victor, Idaho. How many of you in the audience tonight have never, ever been to a rodeo in your life before tonight? Let me hear from you. Really? Nice to have you all here. You're about to get entertained big time. This is the way we do it in the old West. Arrowhead
Yeah,
Electric.
We're about to be.
18
just any minute now, the entertainment's going to start. We know this shit sucks.
Jackson, Mississippi. Trying to get to his first Franklin National Finals rodeo. Montana's right next to Idaho. Has this man got any neighbors from his home state at the house tonight?
Fuck it. God damn.
75 on the Coppersburg Ranch board. 75. All right, 80.
I cannot handle it.
Dreams I have, memories bright. I can change your thoughts.
Apple continuing to hit it out of the park with fucking nonstop bangers.
On this week's FFA Today, we'll catch up on the latest headlines from around the organization and learn about the connection between one of our nation's founding fathers, George Washington, and the FFA. We'll also check in with an FFA chapter in Oregon doing great service at this weekend's parades and celebrations, and we'll also talk with an advisor from the Show Me State. So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio.
You're listening to Rural Radio on Sirius XM 80.
So whoever wins this deer wrestling gets a buckle like mine?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not sure any bulldogger could make a buckle that big work. Where did you get that big giant buckle?
Well, this is a rodeo, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
50-gallon hat, sheepskin chaps, rodeo belt buckle.
Wow.
I got it from a real rodeo.
Really?
Yep.
That's almost as pretty as the one you gave me a few minutes ago.
Yeah, but I got mine from a real rodeo.
A real rodeo?
Yeah. It was a blue Isuzu rodeo.
Oh, good.
It was right on the tire.
Got it.
Three more if you want one.
Got it. Cole Harvey, Cochrane, Alberta, Canada, first man of the Bulldoggin.
Hilarious jokes. Hilarious jokes!
Josh Peake from Colorado. Harley Cole, you're the man. Now, the better they ride, the quicker they throw. That's where the money's at. Ladies and gentlemen of the Bulldog, and they got a helper known as the Hazer. His job keeps steer running straight. Steer wrestlers don't use a rope. They use their bare hands and go to work on
them. Oh, yeah.
That Hazer will keep that steer in position for this man to jump and throw. Get some money in your pocket. That's the deal.
I got a hole in the
Harley Cole from Canada. Now we're 3-5 to the lead. That's about as fast as it could get in this arena, I think. But if somebody's 3-4, y'all ought to go crazy for him. race and trying to get that gray horse to stand, trying to get that steer to cooperate.
I can't wait all day.
Yeah, we can't wait all day. There's a fireworks show tonight. We got to get to it. Let's go. Hurry up, Canada. All right, to the nose. Throw it. Stop the clock at 7:05. Stop the clock at 7:05. All right, that's the start tonight at 7:05. Let's take a look to the Copper Spring Ranch scoreboard. There's your top four. Josh Pink, Colorado, 3-5. Josh Clark, he's a Montanan, 3-9. Casey Martin from Louisiana. Tyler Wake is back from Louisiana. Pair of four flats. Next man to ride in, this is Strauss Milan. He's a Canadian. Is there anybody in the audience tonight from Canada? Really?
Three people.
With the Canadian exchange rate, that's actually 10.
This is a
Bulldog and family. This man's a Wrangler National Finals Rodeo qualifier. He and both of his brothers are Canadian. Yep, we had a big spill. Curtis Kessler, that's awesome. Somebody ought to give that big Canadian a big American round tonight. Would you do that?
You can't tell me nothing, man. Pulled up in a Porsche. Pulled off in a race. Pulled up in a Porsche. Pulled off in a race. Pulled up in a Porsche. Pulled off.
Excited to play there, and they think that that's a great place to do the first ever live version of Pressure Off. This is Michael Jackson.
Rich.
going to meet a man from a family where his father and his brother have both been world champions. This is Cash Myers from Texas. Now, you got to put a little manpower on it. Oh, that's called a dog ball. Yep, need some help.
It should be illegal for them to use music the way they're using it.
First time rodeo fans, when they go to throw that steer, if he wads up in his body and his legs go one way while his head's going the other way, that's called the dog ball. Basically, that's called the problem. Starting about 1998, 1999, through the 2000s, that man you just watched was a threat to win every rodeo he went to, and I hope you'll give him a nice welcome tonight. That's Texas in Montana. Thanks, Cash Myers. Tudor Silver, the Ram National Circuit finalist and Great Lakes Circuit champion from Arkansas, is next.
From where?
Arkansas.
Anybody here from Arkansas?
Any Arkansans here tonight?
One over there.
You find one?
Don't make fun of Arkansas, buddy.
I would never make fun of Arkansas.
Okay.
Why do you think I'm making fun of Arkansas?
I'm just making sure you're not making fun of Arkansas.
Okay, right? I'm not making fun of Arkansas.
I love Arkansas.
Oh, good. Let's go. Oh, Arkansas's got a problem. Come on, come on, everybody, scream. He's not going to win any money. He's just going to throw that steer because he's stubborn at this point. Come on, folks, he hasn't quit on you yet. Come on, folks, he hasn't quit on you yet. Oh, no. Dirty, rotten piece of they eat a meat.
What?
Wow. Well, no time. Too bad. How many of y'all like to go to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo and follow our world championships in December out of Las Vegas? The man you're about to meet has been singing Viva Las Vegas for the last decade and a half. A little in the process, the world champion Lou Brad Quato from California.
Smoke weed every day.
Career, 5 times the world champion, 13 times the national finalist. And the number one.
It's the motherfucking DRE.
Yes! Oh, Luki, that's good. 4 seconds flat for Luke Branquino. He's in the number 3 spot. Ladies and gentlemen, that guy's a family man. That guy's a champion. That guy's a winner. Give him a world champion's welcome tonight to the Livingston Roundup. Huh?
Go home and be a family man.
All right, boys, it just got a little tougher. Justin Schaefer. Let's do it.
I met people over here from New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yep. Anybody else from out of state?
Where's he from?
New York.
Really?
New York, really?
New York is kind of like New Jersey.
Hey, welcome to America, y'all.
Yeah,
like,
normal,
I mean, I get that they're, like, playing to the crowd, but, like, why would you fucking broadcast this at all?
Here from your home state.
Like, you don't even know if people are competing or not. Like, they're not saying shit.
Where y'all from? Massachusetts,
then
Texas, lady.
Well, unless there's a Massachusetts, Texas, I don't think that works. Justin Schaefer's in Texas. Hallsville, Texas. All right. I'm sitting 3-5, I'm sitting 3-9, I'm sitting 3, I'm at 4 flat. I want to see something in the threes. Watch this guy. Whoops. Has anybody in Montana ever seen a steer smile before?
I mean, I assume they're just watching people get fucking thrown off fucking animals over and over again, right?
The steer's like, do you see what I did?
Well, you don't see that every day.
You don't see that every day. Sorry, Justin. No time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand what the 4th of July means in our sport of rodeo. The Livingston Roundup will pay out $250,000 by the time Sunday night's or Saturday night's over to our rodeo athletes. We are one of 33 rodeos across the country. $3.7 million in prize money will be handed out.
I guess I should have guessed that, like, the 4th of July would be a big rodeo weekend.
Templeton, California, Hamilton. That works. That's 6-6. This man's home country is ranching country, horse raising country, cattle raising country. That man's been a California champion, born once.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what?
Hey.
Where you at? Oh, there you are.
I'm right out here in the middle. I just thought of a game.
What's your game?
They just gave me a bunch of t-shirts.
Really?
A bunch of baseball caps.
Really?
And some other stuff, and they said whoever wins this game gets t-shirts for their whole family and baseball caps.
Really?
So I got to find the wildest person in the whole crowd.
Okay.
They have to be over 21 years old.
Okay.
Because there might be beer involved.
Oh, good. Why are you looking at the XL Country Group for the wildest person in the crowd?
I'm going to find the first wildest person out of this group right here.
Okay.
And I'm looking for, like, super wild, over 21.
Come on, you got music to get wild by.
Yes, get one. Oh. Yeah, money, money. Yeah, that's music I like to get wild to.
Here's the world champion, number one in the world, Hunter Cure. He just got done winning the rodeo in Reno, Nevada. Ladies and gentlemen, that man you just watched, the biggest money winner in pro rodeo in 2015. That steer didn't treat him very good, but I want you to give him a big round of applause. He's an awesome horse trainer. He's a great family man, and he's a cool world champion.
Cool world champion?
Okay, did you find your rowdy person?
The champion of cool world?
Yeah, I found a person.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I found one. I got to find like two more, though.
Oh, you got to find two more? All right.
Yeah. I'll make sure this game works.
Go to the big cover grandstands. I'll bet you there's somebody who'll go nuts over there.
Which section, Steve?
I want you to go to your right.
My right?
Yeah.
Way over there.
Way over there. Let's do it again. Here's Matt Cup, Hempstead, Texas, Idaho barn. 5.1 for Matt Cup.
So find somebody from the wild section.
From
right
the
here.
Wild bunch over there. Alright, I want you to meet a big bearded Cajun from Louisiana, from Arkansas. Jason Thomas, Benton, Arkansas. Southeastern Circuit champion.
One mile. Exit right to exit 468, State Route 37, Napa, Vallejo. Right to exit 468, State Route 37,
nope.
Napa, Vallejo.
Not doing it.
For 20 minutes to exit 472B, State Highway 16 E, Sonoma, Napa.
runs with Go, and this is Ellie Goulding. I have been here for an hour. I've been here for an hour playing my favourite music. This week it's more electronica, dance music, and a little bit of folk music, just to give you an idea of the kind of stuff that I like. For the next shows, I'll probably be theming it a little bit more along the lines of when I had my rock music phase, and then when I had my only listening to female artists for inspiration. This next song is from one of my favourite electronic artists at the moment. I'm not even sure if it's one person or two people. We've been messaging because I really love this stuff and I love to work with them. But this is, how would you describe it? It's almost dubstep-y. Taken from the album from 2013, My Friends Never Die. It's called Keep Her Close and it's by Odessa.
Your rules.
One, two, is it faster, the faster. You gotta win. Three.
This is how they have fun in Livingston, Montana.
Closer to it. Five. Two more. Hurry, faster.
God, yeah, she's from Livingston.
Seven. Go. Kick the ball. Kick the ball.
Wow.
Wow. Indeed.
37 seconds.
37.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna. We'll let the ladies go.
Okay.
You got to be 37 seconds. You can do that, right?
All right.
All right. Where are you from? New Jersey.
Is she the girl from New Jersey? Wow.
This is Snooki's mom.
Is it really?
She says it's not. All right, Tammy, you ready? On your mark, set, go.
All right, here she comes. Come on, it's a Jersey girl.
One, two, three, four, five. Yes.
Okay, good.
Six times.
Hula hoop.
One, two, three, four, five, six. All right, fast as you can.
The guy that's down in the fucking crowd or the stands or whatever the fuck
hands,
on the field
okay.
or something. Like,
two,
his mic sounds like shit.
Three.
It's just fucking...
Oh, boy. Four. Five. Two more. Six. One more. Seven. Kick the ball. Kick the ball.
Holy crap, the Jersey girl's been drinking.
The ball in the middle.
Yeah.
All right, one more. The ball, ma'am.
Yeah, the ball. Wow. 56 seconds and the crowd goes wild.
Hey. Yeah, you should probably start drinking more, man.
Yeah.
Watch this. This guy drinks. He's going to blow through
yeah.
this thing.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. What's your name, sir?
That's a body what by Coors right here.
Sean, where are you from? Shaking Sean, Rapid City, South Dakota.
Awesome.
On your mark, get set, go.
All right, Sean,
one,
go.
Two, three, four. Okay, go a loop, go a loop, go a loop.
Wow.
Right, come on,
okay, Sean.
One, two. You look like Luke Branquino shaking.
Hey.
Six.
Looks
right,
much
go,
more
go,
graceful
go, go.
Than that.
Fast.
Okay, go for it.
One. Put the bat on the ground. Go faster. You got to beat the girl.
Oh boy, that's slow.
This is slow.
Faster, faster, faster. Three. Oh boy.
Is he making this guy chug six beers?
Two more. Okay, two more. No, he's hammered. All right, kick the ball.
No, the other ball.
That one.
The other one played a game of kick the cloud right there. Wow. 50 seconds for South Dakota.
All right.
You know what I think that means?
This guy's like losing it.
Who won?
Your winner is the girl from Livingston. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, they're great sports. Give them all a hand. Would you do that? Give them all a hand. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spur Line. Got a kids' rodeo coming up on July 4th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
The kids can really pound those beers back. Come to the kids' rodeo. You got to see that shit.
They will hook you up. I'm talking about everything from Western wear to hay to bed.
The heroin. They'll hook you up.
They got them. Spur Line's bringing you the team roping tonight at the Livingston Roundup Rodeo. Oh, that was fun.
I wonder if this is on RFD TV. I get RFD TV. It's the only channel I can think of that this would ever be on.
4.1. Golden Schmidt, Dustin Searcy.
Maybe I can get home and fucking experience this fucking madness.
That's about 10 grand. Just won an intercollegiate title, Colton Schmidt. Oh, we're going back up. You're going to Cody and Dugan? All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, California is where we're going to start it. Cody Snow, Dugan Kelly, National Finals Rodeo Qualifier. Here are the rules of the team rope. Man on the head side, trying to lure up the steer, slick around the horns, around the neck, or with a half head. Man on the heel side, once you get 2 feet in the heel loop. Man on the heel side catches 1 foot, it's a +5. Man on the head side breaks the barrier, it's a +10.
If team roping.
Too bad. Well, if you got a rodeo program, in a minute I'm going to tell you how you can be a winner. If you don't have a rodeo program, get one. End of the team roping tonight, I'll tell you a couple pages to look to. Long reach, no time. Sorry, California. No time. All right, that's one up, one down. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks tonight to Dr. Don Smith, our official veterinarian. Our sports medicine crew, Wellness Within Montana. That's Amy and her team from Wellness Within Montana. And to the people who are sponsors of our hospitality tent for our contestants tonight. Livingston Chamber of Commerce, Day Spring Restoration, the American Bank, and Rick's Refrigeration. All right, Canadians, intercollegiate champion, Colton Smith, Dustin Spearsy. Uh-oh.
Missed it by that much.
Well, I missed it by a little bit more than that much, actually. This year at the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo in Denver, Colorado. Whoops. They're leaving here and making an all-night drive from Montana to St. Paul, Oregon. I hope you'll give them a nice round of applause on the way out. Would you do that?
Nope.
Okay, backflip. Whatever we're doing, it's not working. We're 0 for 3 in the team roping.
0 for 3?
0 for 3 in the team roping.
We're doing something wrong.
Nothing different. I don't know what the hell. Niggas been sniffing. Jiggas still dipping. Chrome on the whips and 4 days out the week. Find me in the kitchen. Still in the game, nigga. Hook like glue. Poppy gave me one pie, but it cooked like two. I'm a crook like you. Cats around my way was buying brand new whips and shit. What could I do? Knowing I'm supposed to style. I'm a hustler's poster child. Ride lizards and crocodile. Live ironic and whatnot. put all that ice on the face of a watch just to make it hot. Now you see me on them stages, rocks in the air looking like blue blazes. Never fool gazes, act courageous. I smack them with the two aces, Mac double one. Nigga, I'm troublesome. All I got for chicks, hard dick and bubble gum. Flip bricks like Fred Barney bubbling them. It's the rockers, another clip. What's fucking with them? Not a damn thing, nigga. We doing our damn thing. Black.
Staggering the gathering, possessed by a pattern that be scattering over the globe.
Yes, I got the kid 2610, Mrs. Stogstein. I don't know what that is. I'm new. Real JK. I can't do this.
Straight hair curl, casual with glamour.
Don't you wake up?
We like all the punk rock. Dude, we're going to see Pennywise and Less Than Jake at the It's Not Dead Festival in San Bernardino, California in October. I know I keep talking about it, but dude, it's a big fucking deal. If there's any way you can take a vacation around that time, I recommend you come to Southern California because it's going to be awesome. And then Knotfest is like the weekend after, so if you can stay a whole damn week, it's a whole thing. Just saying. All right, here's Scott.
It's the Robertson boys. These kids grew up with a rope in their hand. Good start.
It's not. These kids grew up with a rope in their hand. Like, yeah.
Shucks. One, two, three.
Whoa, sir. It's supposed to be shucks.
Oh, really?
He didn't say shucks.
He didn't say shucks? Do I want to ask what he said?
Nope.
No. Okay. Shoot. Is that what he said?
No. Real close. Something closer.
Okay. Corey Kidd. Caleb Anderson.
This little kid in the front row said he said the S word.
Oh, he did. Too bad. All right, let's get some money for the Spur Line. Those folks at the Spur Line are absolutely awesome people.
Ladies and gentlemen, blast that Daft Punk at the rodeo.
Dodge and Ram. Absolutely awesome people. Reliable Ram trucks, number one selling in Montana. There they go. Long range. Got him on the head side. Up and under. Got him on the heel side. That's a good roper. Burying the money at 4.6 seconds. Somebody scream tonight. Good stuff. All right, 4.6. We'll put him in the top four. There it is on the Copper Spring Ranch scoreboard. The Spur Line team roping. I'm talking about BJ Brown, Jack Brown.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite football team?
My favorite football team?
Yes.
My favorite football team is the one that needs to learn not to throw a pass when you got the best running back in the country on the final play of the Super Bowl. That would be the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh. Who does everybody like in Montana?
Who's everybody root for in Montana? Any Seahawk fans here?
I think they like the Denver Broncos.
Any Broncos fans here?
No.
Yeah, the Seahawks beat them in the Super Bowl.
Maybe the Cowboys.
Any Cowboys fans here?
Cowboys fans, yeah.
Great banter.
Why do you ask? You're from Texas. I'll bet you're a Cowboys fan.
So, one more time. How many Cowboys fans are here?
How many Cowboys fans are here?
Woo! I love the Cowboys.
Really?
They saved my life.
Why?
Jerry Jones saved my life.
Jerry Jones personally saved your life.
Yep, because, you know, I lived in Dallas. And whenever tornadoes come, everybody just goes to the Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Really?
Yep. Because there's never a touchdown there.
Gotcha.
I'm joking. Hey, I bet the Cowboys, they're going to go about 10-6 this year on the record.
Really?
10 arrests, 6 convictions.
Attaboy. Oh, boy.
Rough.
Nice shot. These are Montana Cowboys. There ought to be a rule that if you're from Montana and Livingston on Thursday night and you break the barrier, the judge ignores it. There ought to be that rule, but there isn't that rule. Plus 10. Ladies and gentlemen, give a hand. That's a 15-9, including. 15-9, BJ and Jack Brown.
Such a good crowd. Everything that we do, they respond really well.
They're loving our shit.
You know, yeah. I read in the paper this morning that one out of every three people in the whole United States is ugly.
Really?
So I was going to test it out. Watch this.
What?
Everybody look to the person to your left.
Okay.
See if they're ugly. Now look to the person to your right. You see them? If neither one of them is ugly, it's you. One out of three.
They're eating this up.
In this announcer stand right now, Bruce Becker and I are in big trouble. That's all I can tell you.
Uh-huh.
You got your 50-50 tickets. I got a couple of winners coming up. Tim Hall, Cole Sherwood, a couple of young guns. Rising stars, 25 years old on the head side. Ladies and gentlemen, that's New Mexico and Arizona, and they did not catch them. Give them a hand, huh? Give them a hand. No time. Okay, I asked earlier, Johnny, how many folks were at the Livingston Roundup last year?
Yep.
And how many folks were at a rodeo? Here's something I'd like to find out. How many single ladies are in Livingston, Montana tonight? Oh, come on, single girls, let's hear a little song from you. Jack Gorman, Tyler Dominguez. Trouble. Trouble, trouble. Okay, Backlip, we now know where all the single girls are.
Yeah.
How many single guys are at the Livingston Roundup tonight? Let me hear about the single men.
One.
Ladies, your odds are really bad.
And he's drinking.
All right, let's try it this way. I want y'all to meet Tyler Waters on the front side. He's from Stephenville, Texas. Last year, won rodeos in Oakdale, California, Glen Rose, Texas. Turns 28 this coming Sunday. The man on the backside is a world champion and a many-time national finalist. That's Steve Northcutt.
This whole thing is madness.
That's a problem.
I'm happy to be listening to it because
somebody better
shit.
Give him a little bit of that hospitality tonight. That's not going to work. That's not going to work.
What's this?
What?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Hold on. There's only half the people clapping. If you're happy, you guys are supposed to clap.
Okay.
One more time. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're ugly and you know it, clap your hands.
Whoops.
One out of three.
On the head side, Caleb Gregers is on the heel side. Now, if you follow the sport of rodeo and you follow team roping,
then you must really hate listening to this on the radio, because it's fucking neither of those.
On the head side. It's a pretty big rodeo in Jerry Jones' hometown of Arlington, Texas. The last 2 years in March, he's won $100,000 a year at that deal. But he's spending the year this year focusing on the healing side. Brandon Webb, front side, Texas. Caleb Gregers, backside, Albany, Georgia. That on the heel side on this team won the San Antonio Stock Show Rodeo on the head side for about $20,000 in one weekend back in February. This kid's as versatile and all-around talent as they come. If you have a red ticket or a blue ticket in 50-50 for the Livingston Park County Tennis Association, I'm going to give you a winning number or two in a minute. Sorry, guys. Somebody give him a hand. Would you do that? Somebody give him a hand. The red winning number is 628135.
Like, they're just doing their thing and occasionally looking over going, oh, these guys are trying to rope a steer or something. No, they didn't get it done. All right, well, whatever.
469.
Let's tell these sick jokes.
445-269. Congratulations, you are a winner. Has everybody got a program over there? I'm about to tell you how you can win a pair of Wrangler jeans and a brand new belt buckle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Montana. Dustin Bird, national finalist. Chase Tryon, national finalist. Cut Bank and Helena, Montana. Come on, everybody, get your hands going. Long shot. Come on, Chase. Oh, broke the leg. Plus five, making it 9-4, including. You know what? You're looking at two national finalists from the Big Sky Country. I want you to give them a big round of that applause. Come on, Livingston, tell them you're proud of them. All right, it's Texas. Top 50 in the world, Dustin Davis. Carroll, Texas was a winner in Goliad. Will Woodfin, Marshall, Texas. 2013, the Rookie of the Year, born in Arkansas. Top six in the Texas Pro Rodeo Circuit.
One, two, three. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, NFL Country, what have you done?
They went to the beer stand.
Have they been drinking or what?
We'll try that again.
All right. Small Texas. Whoops. Okay, I need your XL Nation to get woke up over there.
I was trying to get them. I thought I had them.
Okay.
One, two, three. Where's Dave at?
Where's Dave?
There's Dave. I didn't hear your yeehaw, man.
Dave's got something against yeehaw. Yeah. Back when Johnny and I were over on the radio in XL Country with Dave and Andy in the morning yesterday, every one of us said the word yeehaw except for Dave.
He's allergic to it.
Apparently.
Where are you originally from, Dave? New Mexico.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Wade, Terrell, Texas, Kenny Harrell, Marshall, Texas. Yesterday morning on Facebook, there was a picture of these two kids' rig on the side of the road completely busted down. They've had buddies hauling.
Also, I learned the truth about 9/11 on Facebook yesterday, too. That also was there, as it turns out.
Tough luck tonight. They've had some tough luck this 4th of July.
Did you know the chemtrails are real? I saw it on Facebook.
Come on, y'all. You know what to do. For the spur line and the team rope, and it's Joe Bach and Jim Ross Cooper, 4-1. Corey Level. Colby Level, Corey Coons, 4-5. Kim Anderson, Dirty and Diane, 4-6. Chico, Hot Springs, and Day Spa. They're the people that bring you the saddle bronc riding. Backflip Johnny will testify about the Chico Hot Springs. You want to go someplace where you will enjoy the luxury of a great business. You go pay him a visit. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all ready for some bucking horses? If you are, say yeah. Let's do it again. This time it's a saddle bronc run. Courtesy of the Chico Hot Springs and Day Spa. Check your rodeo programs on the first page, the welcome page.
If that program has been signed by Bruce Becker, the president of Livingston Roundup Rodeo, take it over to the bear stand behind the continent side. Travis Nelson, South Dakota's got a problem. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Willowbrook bucking horse of the Kessler family, which is famous for four generations of raising absolutely awesome bucking horses. Travis Nelson, Montana, just got bucked off. Sorry. All right, let's do it again. So if on the welcome page of your Livingston Roundup program, you got a signature from our president, Bruce Becker, there's a beer stand over here behind the time event, and take that program over to Stacy Sunvis. She'll sell you a beer and hook you up with a brand new Heston Montana Silversmith's buckle. If on the Livingston Roundup Rodeo Committee page, with the picture of the people who put on the Livingston Roundup Rodeo, our secretary, Stacy Sunvisin, has signed it. Head on over to Stacy's beer hut behind the rope and box. She'll give you a certificate for a pair of Wrangler jeans.
Ooh. Check behind out the rope and box.
Page, the welcome page. A few pages after that, the committee page. Bruce Becker signed one of them. Stacy Sunvisin signed the other one. All right, let's ride another bucking horse. This is...
Wish I had Bruce Becker's signature. Gosh. That's what's going on Friday, you know, a nice Thursday night in Montana. People having themselves a great fucking time. More power to them, I guess. I don't know. That sounded lively, right? Use your 3-day weekend wisely if you got one. See ya.